This is professional sports bettor and handicapper Tommy Mack, coming to you live from Las Vegas from my office on the 6th of October at 12:47 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with your daily Crush Shot Update report. Another split out last night on Wednesday, closing out, however, plus 2 cents on the dollar in juice. And again, it's the way I do it every single day. When I lose a little. Actually, even when I lost last night, I still picked up 2 cents on the dollar in juice, and that's the way us pros do it. I went down on the Brewers backing Wolf. $1.05 is what I laid there. They got hammered again pretty much throughout the whole game. The Brewers were trying to play catch-up. And they were just, you know, the D-backs were just shitting all over everything that they were throwing up there. You know, it didn't matter if it was sliders inside, you know, high fastballs, good curveballs. They had good eyes last night, the D-backs did. And, you know, they beat my stats. And that's what I call the X factor. Sometimes that was the X factor. You know, when great players see the ball, it looks like a baseball to them instead of it looks like a beach ball instead of a baseball. And so that's the way the pitching looked to them last night. They were just hitting everything. Crush Shot winner last night backing the Reds of St. Louis. That was plus 107 dog money, getting it done against the Phillies. And the pitching just picked apart the Phillies lineup, and that's the way my stats had it coming out, backing Jackson, and the final there was 5-3. So I will be passing on this game 5 tonight between the Yankees and the Tigers. I have not bet with or for the Yankees yet, and I'm just leaving it alone. I'm going to see how this game fleshes out. I do have an opinion on it, but I'm not playing on it. Instead, I'm moving on both of these games tonight in NCAA action, both the Western Kentucky Middle Tennessee game, which the overnight line on the total on that was 54.5. It's been bet down to 54. The overnight line was Mid Tennessee State minus 8. It's the public's all over it at minus 11. It's supposed to be clear, winds out of the southeast, 3-8 miles per hour. Kickoff is 75 degrees, so it shouldn't be any problem there. Then we got the Ducks and the Bears. The Oregon Ducks open 24, where it sets at 24. There was a little action on it, but it's right back to where it opened. And the total is 62.5 overnight. It's bet up to 65.5 as the betting public figures another high-scoring Pac-10 game. And then the Tigers and the Yankees tonight, Fister against Nova. 9 over is the total, where it sets now at 15. The Yankees opened at $1.60 favorite, bet down to $1.58. The run line is minus 1.5, Yankees plus 125 money. The take back is plus 1.5, minus 145 money to lay it, to get the plus 1.5 on the Tigers. That's going to do it for today. And I've got two very strong crush shots tonight. Go get them.